Welcome to the podcast, God Wants to Talk to You. 15 minutes of Bible talk hosted by a regular guy, ordinary non-church affiliated layman named Michael.
And here we go with a brand new episode going into the Old and the New Testaments today. I'm actually going to read from both of them. So let's jump into it. We're going to pick up Acts chapter 8 and we're going to go at verse 26, which is called Philip and the Ethiopian. Now, Philip, just so you know for reference, Philip is he was a deacon of the early church, and I'm talking brought in by the actual 12 disciples himself. And Philip, though, not only was he, they brought in people to help run the church while they went out and preached and recruited more people. And they were like, we can't run the church, keep everything going, take care of everything, and go out and bring in new followers. So they started appointing guys to do it. Philip was one of those guys. But then Philip was also really good at evangelizing and preaching. And so he would go out and do that as well. And Philip also had from the disciples. So remember, Jesus gave the gift to the disciples. The disciples could raise people from the dead and sometimes did. And even Paul was able to do that. They could also heal people. They could do all of the miracles Jesus was performing when he was alive in his ministry. The apostles were able to do after Jesus blessed them with that. Well, Philip was also able to do that. So the disciples were able to give it to Philip, being filled with the Holy Spirit and being able to go out and do that stuff. So that's who Philip is. And we'll pick up now. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Kandaki, which means the queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to the chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you're reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. This is a quote from Isaiah now. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants, for his life was taken from the earth?" The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with the very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus Christ. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water," and asked basically Philip to baptize him. And Philip then went, baptized him, and the eunuch continued on his way back down to Ethiopia. And it was a very important baptism because this man had a high standing working for the queen of the Ethiopians. And it went down, was converted, was a Christian, and spread the word down there. That's the great thing about Christianity. So Philip was able to do it. But after the man heard the story of Jesus, after hearing that little brief line from Isaiah, he then said, like, "I believe in..." He was blown away. And I want to go over that. I have done a Bible study on that very passage before in Isaiah. It is so powerful and so moving. And remember, you're in a time where they had the ancient scriptures, all of the writings of the prophets, all the writings of Moses. That's what the people had. That was what they studied from, that was what they had in church. But they didn't have a Bible like we do. They were all written, handwritten scriptures, and they were in the church, and you could usually only hear them there. So that's what we were getting at. But God, this is so, I'm going to read this, and it's written 700 years before the birth of Jesus. The prophet Isaiah wrote these words. And when you hear it, I'm telling you, the fact that that little section there, when he said it out loud and he was converted, because as he read it, he was like, wow, this is crazy. The Ethiopian, as he read it, Because when you hear what Isaiah wrote right now, which we're going to read, it is impossible, if you know the story of Jesus, to not know this wasn't the prophet writing about the Messiah who is coming. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he had not opened his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of many people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. You cannot tell me that's not Jesus Christ. That's exactly the story of Jesus and how Jesus suffered greatly, allowed by God. And you're like, why would God let his own son do that? Because he loves us so much. God loves the world so much, he allowed his only son to go through that to save us. And Jesus loves us so much, he went through that and said not a word, remained silent, and took that awful beating and murder of himself for our transgressions, for what we have done, the sins we have committed. It makes me emotional reading that chapter in Isaiah. It is so powerful. And to know that it was written 700 years, and we look at the Bible, and I tell you how the Old Testament goes with the New Testament, and how it tells the story, and we have fulfillment of the scripture in the New Testament in Jesus and everything that happens there. And this was written 700 years before Jesus was born by the prophet Isaiah. It is Isaiah, basically I read the entire chapter of Isaiah 53. And then you find it later in Acts when they look back on it. But if you just heard that, you had no idea who Jesus was, and you're like, wow, he went through all that for us. And then someone sat down with you and explained it to you like they did to the Ethiopian eunuch, who then said, baptize me. I want some of this. This is where I want to go. He loves us this much. This is what I want. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want to have eternal life. Yes, yes, yes. And that's what we should all say, is yes to Jesus. So, oh man, really powerful stuff. I love that reading from Isaiah. Pick up your Bible. I beg you to read it, meditate on it, think about it, and just have such gratitude in your heart for Jesus and for God. And it is an amazing story, Isaiah chapter 53. All right. That is all I got for today. I'll be back on Monday with another episode of God Wants to Talk to You. I pray for you all. I thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend.
If you would like to contact us here at God Wants to Talk to You, follow us and reach out through Instagram at God Wants to Talk to You. Until next time, may the peace of our Lord be with you.